Tomorrow, in a Houston courtroom, a former Enron executive is expected to plead guilty to wire fraud and money laundering charges. Michael Copper ran one of the controversial off-balance sheet partnerships at Enron. He will become the first Enron official to face charges in connection with the case. A source close to the investigation told NPR that Copper has agreed to turn over some $12 million he made through investments in the partnership he ran. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now. Jim, Michael Copper is not one of the better-known figures to arise from this scandal. Can you tell us something about him?
Yes. Michael Copper is 37 years old. He was one of the many aggressive young people who came to Enron. He went on to become the managing director at Enron Global Finance, but perhaps more important for our purposes, he was a top lieutenant to Andy Fastow, who was the chief financial officer. It was Fastow who appointed him to manage the Chuco partnership. Chuco was one of the off-balance sheet vehicles that Enron used to cover up debt. You may remember that Copper appeared before the House Energy and Commerce Committee in February. He was one of several Enron officials who did so. He refused to say anything during that appearance. He invoked his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself.
And what can you tell us about Chuco, the partnership that Copper ran?
Well, Chuco was named after the Star Wars character Chewbacca. It was a very complex vehicle. It apparently used to buy another part of another partnership that was owned by the California Public Employees Retirement Fund. Chuco made a lot of money for people at Enron. Copper and his domestic partner reportedly put in $125,000 of their own money in the fund, and that investment later grew to more than $10 million. Mm. He lived a very lavish lifestyle. He was building a 5,000-square-foot home with a glass staircase in one of Houston's best neighborhoods.
Why do you think Copper has become the first person from Enron to plead guilty to these charges?
The government said during the Arthur Andersen trial, or anyway, it sort of hinted that it wanted to build its case against Enron around the Chuco partnership. Obviously, Copper was in the middle of that. We don't know yet whether Copper has agreed to cooperate in the case, but it would not be a surprise if he did, and he will obviously be able to provide the government with some key testimony against other people at Enron if he does so. The government has been under more and more public pressure to begin indicting people in this case. A lot of people are saying, you know, it's almost a year since the Enron scandal was unearthed, and there's been a lot of pressure on them to finally do something about it.
Thanks, Jim. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.